nice topic to continue with would be Zerizos. Zerizos mamash from the Al Shabalis and things. You know, Mesilas Yesharim, which is our Rebbe for Avodas Hashem. So for sure we have the Akdama and getting our heads off straight, which maybe we'll have some Vadim about that itself, and Zahirus and Zerizos. Those, like, you know, if you don't know, haven't learned those three things in Mesilas Yesharim, you really, like, at a total lack in your whole understanding of the whole business. Yeah? Now, one thing I want to say, like, Zerizos is that Zerizos is not disconnected from the real world type topic, you know, some real mystic topic. It's a very about the here and now, right? And specifically, at least at Seals Sharm, it's very, very about our Meisim. It's not like, you know, I am a Zarius person in myself. The whole way that Seals Sharm talks about the topic is in the here and now doing things, as I'll show you. Acher, this is the Perek Vav, where we start talking about Zerizos. Acher has Zehirus, Yavo has Zerizos, alacrity. He has Zehirus soviv alo tase, vazerizos alase. Vainu surme ra, vase tov. Zehirus is all about lo tases, and Zerizos is all about ases. Ases is all about being active. Vainu surme ra, go away from ra, that's Zehirus. Vase tov, ase, asiya. Aseitov, the whole pasuk of Zerizos is, of alacrity, is Aseitov, do good things. Right? And that, in the Perek Zayin, Ber Chelkeh Zerizos, what are the parts of Zerizos? Chelkeh has Zerizos Shnaim. Echad, Kodim Haschalos HaMais, one before you start doing things. Vechad Acharecha, and one afterwards. Before you start and afterwards you start. But it's all around Maisim. Right? It's a Midah whose job is to bring us two mitzvahs and to help us to finish the mitzvahs. That's what he just said. What it's all about is the hakdama to mitzvahs, v'ashlamas and yanam, and to finish the mitzvahs in a good way. So that to that extent, I think we need another hakdama, another adracha. And I think it's going to be impossible to be into Zerizos, and this is, you know, Rav Leichter's Vadim, listening to Rav Leichter at the same time on Zerizos. So this, you know, he's saying a lot more and very different than what we're saying, but he got me to thinking about this, is that it's going to be impossible for us to get into Zerizos if we don't get more into our Maisim, into our actions on its own, as I'll explain. We're asleep. You know, we're just like kind of going through the motions. I'll give you a beautiful example to that. A friend asked me one time, like, when does your day start? Before Shacharis or after Shacharis? Before Shacharis or after Shacharis? How many people, and how often do each of us, like, let's say you have a busy day, and you have a lot to do. Sometimes you're just sleeping the whole day. But we have a lot to do. So, okay, so you got to get up. You have to brush your teeth. That's not really starting your day, Modani. That's not starting your day. Shacharis is not starting your day. We're kind of like waiting for Shacharis to be over, or leaving early, or worse, because we got to start our day, right? So that's a good dugma. You know, a very big dogma. That's like an hour past, theoretically, until we think our day has started. And that shows of our attitude a lot. You know, we're just going through the motions to get to what our day is really all about, but then we don't necessarily get to what our day is really all about either. So we lack a connection to mitzvahs, but maybe in a deeper sense, and try to hear this, is that we lack a connection to what we're doing, bichlal. You know what I mean? We're just like not present. Absentee parenting is a term. Absentee parenting, you know? We're not present. So you have to realize, like, this is me acting. I'm here. Yeah? We have to connect and reconnect to our actions. And once we do that, then we can start thinking about being zariz towards our actions and doing them with alacrity. But alacrity is about something. That was my, you know, my chiddush. Peter of Leichter's inspiration. And I think it's a very, very good chiddush. I think it's a very good step and a very good thing to chop at myself. It's a perfect example. Just, oh, let's get into Zerizos. Let's be alacrity. Let's act. So I think it must like this. Having Zerizos without being into our actions might be like having wrapping paper without a gift inside. You know, and you wrap it in, let's say you're really talented, you wrap it in the shape of a present. You know, it's like, that's so nice. Look, how nice is the paper? huh? It's wonderful. What's it wrap? Then he has like, well, what's inside? Nothing. Right, so you got a beautiful wrapping paper. Zriz is in a certain way is like a wrapping paper, right? It's the way to do ma'isim in the right way and to get them, and it's a very chashuv thing. But it's all about the panim. It's all about the part inside. It's all about the action. So we're going to deal with Zrizus, but we're not into the action yet. We're not into being there with the action. Does this resonate? You know what I'm saying? You got it?
Yes, action is... to do Zrizus, it's good, but also like what to do is
it's not just good, but Zrizus is about... It's an enhancement for something. It's like Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs. But the Etzem Mitzvah is not the Zrizus. That's the thing, is the Mitzvah. And no, so in one way we're disconnected from mitzvahs, we're not present mitzvahs, but I'm taking it even further than that. That we're not even connected. We're not connected to our bechlal, our actions. We're just like not there.
We're just doing things.
We're comatose. We're just going, like you say, going through. How do you feel when you really feel bad? I'm just going through the motions, right? Oh, I'm so tired, or I'm so depressed, or I'm so down. Mm-hmm. This whole day I'm just going through the motions, right? Not inspired, not this. I'm just, you know, another shiur, another davening, another conversation, another toast, another sugya, another day at work, another lunch, another meal, another, you know. There's a certain disconnection we have. And even when you're not that comatose, we're still not present. So I think it'll become clear. So I suggest, right, we take, this is my suggestion, short vod today, but I think, like I said, I'll try to draw you guys around. I want to say the point. And I suggest we take one action that we regularly do, let's say something that you do two or three times a day. It could be you do it more times a day. It could be saying a bracha, asher yotzer, putting a tefillin we only do once a day, but, right, ashrei, and it's something short, ashrei, actually, and putting a tefillin are too long. Maybe just be like saying posyachas yadecha, or tefillin shel rosh. Yeah. And try to do the whole thing without leaving it. I'm present with my saying Asher Yatzar the whole time, you know. Rav Shimshon Pinkus used to say that Asher Yatzar is such a gewaldige bracha because you get so much done. Now, usually most brachas you can only do, you can't do that much. Yeah. When you make an Asher Yatzar, you could, you know, you can tuck in your shirt while you're saying it, blow your nose while you're saying it, and
you're and out the door.
And be out the door while you're saying it, and signaling to your friend, it's a Maradik Abracha, right? So this is, it's like Kavana, but it might be even a little bit more basic than Kavana. Being with the Bracha from beginning to end. Being with the Shahakol from beginning to end.
Yeah, Baruch, yeah, not distracted.
Ato, Hashem. Right? Not distracted, but I'm saying something else. We're at a point where it's not necessarily we're distracted. Distracted means, like, I'm talking to you, I realize I'm talking to you, and I can get distracted. A lot of times we're making brachas, it's not even that we're distracted, we're not even at the point where we're trying to be distracted. We're not up to having a distraction. Like people say, my yitzhahar is so strong. It's not your yitzhahar is strong, you're just out of it. It's not even your yitzhahar is strong, you're just like you're not there bechlal, right? Someone's just mufka. You're mufka. It's not that your yitzhahar is strong. You know, you have a mechama. I'm standing in a mechama. I'm fighting. You know, there's no enemy. You know, there's nobody in camp. We're all asleep. You just come right in. You get it? So I'm saying, like, we're just like not there. You see what I'm saying? Not distract. Distraction is part of it, but distraction is myla. Not distracted. So I want to try to like do that. Just like, okay, here it is. Shahakol. Let's say shahakol is a good example. It could be asher yotzer. Like I said, it could be putting on, you know, tefillin shel rosh, and just to stay with the action. I don't want to use the word kavana yet. I said to stay with the action from the beginning to the end.
Don't think that you are on the way. You're really on the way to, I don't know, to lunch, and now you say that.
Right. So I'm staying with I'm staying with this action. With Chilas, Baruch Ato. I'm doing this. Baruch Ato, Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech Olam, Shehakol Li'Eved Varo. See what we see there. What's the ambiance? What's the atmosphere? What's the environment of a mitzvah? What is it? You know, just to be with it, to be with the mitzvah. Or it could be an action. It could be a non-mitzvah action. Mitzvahs are better, but it could be a non-mitzvah action. You hear what I'm saying? Let's see another example. That's what I was thinking. Brachos or Ashrei Yoshev. Maybe it's the first three pesukim. Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha. See, the way we say Asher, I'm not even trying to be with it. Just my actions Isn't that what the pasuk says? Bepiv kibduni velibo balimi. Right, that they're, there's a pasuk in Yahshua, I think, with their mouths they were mechabim me, and their heart isn't with them, with me. It means they're not right. So there's madregas in that. Distraction is one, but here it's not even. You know, our we would never speak to a person like that. You know, we wouldn't. Piv kibduni, v'libu balimi. His lev isn't with me. He's not. Atalo shama. Atalo imza. So that's the thing. I think we'll try for a week or two. And I want to get this resus, but I think
automatically repeating.
Yeah, just automatically repeating. You're automatically everything. You know, different madrigas were automatically everything. Automatically tefillin. Automatically this. Automatically. And we missed the whole. Then we wonder why we don't feel spiritual. We don't like mitzvahs. How come mitzvahs aren't moving? It's because you're not connected. As my grandmother used to say, you got to be in it to win it. You know, about the lottery. You got to be in it to win it. Yeah. You have to be in mitzvahs to appreciate what mitzvahs could do for you. You have to. Right. So that's what I thought. As much as rezus again is a way to get to mitzvahs and to finish them, that's the paper around. But Can't. I want to work on Zerizas. I don't want to work on being into actions. We could work on that. We could work on mitzvahs, but maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll change and we'll work on that eventually. But I thought just like a one or two to think about that. Then Zerizas will have a place to be chal by us. Zerizas will have something that it can work on. That will be Zariz to something, not be Zariz. And Levi's in a big way. The whole world, I feel, is very Zariz towards nothing. You know, people are such a rush. What are you rushing to? And I can't. You know, I got to keep going. I got to what with Eifo Laan Anu Ratzim Aim Ratzim Ratzim Leber Shachas. Where's everybody Ratzim to what? What do you? That's a very good dogma. I have a lot of Zerizas. I'm rushing to this. Rushing. What are you rushing to? What are you so busy with? What's the token of your life, right? So what's the token of our life that we're bizarre about? So we have to attach a little bit to our maisim, to our mitzvahs, and then Bezrat Hashem will be able to get into Zerizus. I think that's a good. So again, so the Kabbalah is right to think about something. Kol Achad. You know, I know for me, I say a lot of Asher Yatzers, or it could be Shahakals, right? I think benching is too long. The first book could be maybe Shema. I like something active, but like I said, putting on tefillin or sitting for davening maybe, but to be connected to what you're doing and take that thing 2-3 times a day, right, over the week. It could be something you do 10 times, but don't try it every time, that's too much. It's Ashiyotz, if you say 10 Ashiyotz a day, try for 2 of them or 2-3 of them to be connected to it. And connected means that I'm with that thing. This is what I'm doing right now. Someone look at you and say, like, exactly the opposite of what we said. When does my day start after tefillin? No, my day when does my day start after chakras? No, my day starts with chakras. This moment, what am I doing this moment? I'm thinking about this, thinking about that. No. This moment, I know that I'm saying Asher Yatzer. I'm saying Asher Yatzer for these 15 seconds, 20 seconds, 25 seconds. Mani Osepo, someone look at me, they say, he's saying Asher Yatzer. You know, they don't. By the way, people think you're a big tzaddik if you do it, because everybody does. You know, he's a tzaddik. You know, he says Asher Yotzer. What am I doing now? I'm saying Shahakol. That's enough. I'm saying from Baruch till Bidvaro, Baruch till Lasos, right? Poseach until Ratzon. Till Chiroz. Where am I? I'm with this mice. I'm with this action. Okay. From there, we'll be able to build further and get into Zerizas after a week or two. Good? That's a good idea.